Fenner spoke to them.
Wasn't there something else? A big volume about how a party of Redwallers found Loamhedge in bygone seasons?
The Osset explained limply.
Aye, missy, there was, but we never took the time or the trouble to try reading it. We ain't no scholars. That much is plain, ain't it, mate?
Sorrow nodded dolefully.
Right. We thought that, because we'd been atop of the high cliffs and on at the plateau one time, we knew this country. Our mistake, I suppose. We should have let one of you young'uns read the book out to us. You ain't like us, living in the Abbey all your lives. You managed to get some learning. Me and old Bragg, we ran away when we was young. Didn't get much schooling.
Fenner wanted to take them to task for going off on such a quest without proper information, but they looked so crestfallen. She also felt it would be unfair to berate two creatures of such skill and craft, all of which they had gained in the hard school of travel and experience. Scholars they might not be, but adventurers they certainly were. A shout interrupted her thoughts.
What ho there, you curmudgeons! Handsome young hare approaching with visitors! Put aside your weapons, they're friendly, and they enjoyed my blinking breakfast too!
Bragoon thumped his rudder down in astonishment.
Hearty? What in the name of silly seasons?
The young hare marched up to the stump with his two new friends, a large fat dormouse pulling a cartload of twigs and wasteland debris, and at his side a tiny sand lizard held by a braided lead. Horty grinned from ear to ear.
Meet my new pal, Toobledum, survivor and hermit of the wastelands, what? Oh, and this other ferocious creature is Bubub, his faithful sand sniffer. I say, these coves really appreciate my cooking. They scoff the blooming lot.
Springall cried indignantly.
Well, thanks for nothing. I scarcely took a bite of that food.
Horty poured his nose at her.
Serves you jolly well right, after the way you lot carried on about my fan cooking.
Toobledum, a cheery dormouse, wore an outrageously floppy woven grass hat, which he tipped to them.
Oh, pleased to meet you one and all. Friends of the cook, are you? Well, Horty led you this far pretty good, I'd say.
Sarrow glared at the young hare, paws on hips.
Led us this far, eh? I wager you've been telling Mr. Toobledum a right old pack of fibs.
Horty waffled for a moment, then changed the subject completely.
I say, chaps, here's a wheeze. Guess where Toodledum lives. Go on, tell him, Toob.
The dormouse sat down and lightly scratched Bubub's emerald green sides. The little sand lizard arched his back with pleasure. Toobledum looked up at them from beneath the wide brim of his hat.
Lives? Well, me and little Bubub lives at Loamhedge. That's where we lives. Oh, sand lizards ain't like most reptiles, you know. Get 'em young enough, and they're good little tykes.
Bragoon stared open-mouthed at the dormouse.
You mean to tell us you actually lives at Loamhedge?
The floppy hat wobbled wildly as Toobledum nodded.
All me life! Youngest or 16 I was, left home and came out here to fend for myself. Or Loamhedge ain't no red wall, like the big place Horty told me that he rules. But 'tis home, and we likes it, don't we, little Bubub?
The tiny sand lizards nodded and romped over to Fenner to be stroked and tickled. Springall treated the dormouse to one of her prettiest smiles.
Could you show us the way to Loamhedge, sir?
He flushed under his hat brim.
Oh, ain't no sir, missy, only an old Toobledum. But I'll show you the way willingly.
Fenner left off petting Bubub, who nudged at her for more.
You will show us the way? Now?
Dusting himself off, the dormouse rose with a grunt.
Now's as good a time as any, me pretty one, long as ye let me pal Horty cook me another good mess of victuals.
Bragoon clapped the young hare's back so heartily that he almost knocked him flat.
Well, of course, the champion quest leader and expert cook and ruler of Redwall would be only too glad to cook for you, matey.
Toobledum passed the towing rope of his cart to Sarrow.
I'd be obliged if you'd pull the old cart for me, ma'am. Me port get weary from lugging it far and wide. Come on, little Bubub, let's go home.
He trundled off into the wasteland, chattering animatedly.
Nice to find some beast of jaw with. It gets lonely out here. Little Bubub don't speak, you see. I collects useful stuff. Goes far and wide to find it. Firewood, nice stones, bits of this and that. Don't never waste nothing out here, I always says. If you got gear to cast off, then throw it me way.
They journeyed on, mainly south by Bragoon's reckoning, with Toobaldon talking ceaselessly and Bubub frisking along on his lead, moving from one to another in his efforts to find more stroking. A camp was made out on the wastelands that evening. The Dormouse donated some wood from his cart to make a fire. He was all agog in anticipation of his next meal.
Well, Cookie, what's for supper? Me and little Bubub's feeling peckish. Something nice, I hope.
Springall grinned pointedly at Horsey.
Oh, don't worry. Cookie will turn out something delicious, I'm sure.
The young hare was beginning to tire of his role as cook. He rummaged through the dwindling supply in the ration packs.
I expect I'll create some superb dish, but we're running a bit low on the old tuckerwot. No, fiddlesticks, why is it left to me to do all the blinking cooking and slaving round here while you flaming lot sit on your tails and loll around? Bit blooming thick, I'd say.
Fenner joined in the teasing.
Cheer up, mighty ruler of Redwall. Expect you have an army of skivvies to serve you back at the abbey. Excuse me, you're not frying another fruit salad, are you?